Experiencing some technical challenges this week at KNDY. As a result, some of our programming may be mirrored on KNDY FM 95.5 AM 1570 FM 94.1. You may not notice the usual split in programming between Hot New Country on FM 95.5, Classic Country on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Some of our programming elements may be mirrored this week until parts arrive to resolve the issue. We thank you for listening and for your patience.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Krebs. A judge has spurned a last-ditch effort to throw out before trial the lawsuit against an abortion opponent accused of sending a letter to a Wichita doctor saying someone might place an explosive under her car. U.S. District Judge J. Thomas Martin on Wednesday rejected claims by anti-abortion activist Angel Dillard that a law guaranteeing access to abortion clinics was unconstitutional. Dillard faces a jury trial May 3rd in federal court here in Wichita. And a federal appeals court has rejected a nonprofit group's claim that science standards for Kansas public schools promote atheism. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver affirmed on Tuesday a lower court ruling that had dismissed the lawsuit brought by a nonprofit group calling itself Citizens for Objective Public Education. Mid-America Network News.
Oh, oh, oh. If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Kansas slashed projections yesterday for tax collections by $348 million for its current and next budget years, forcing Governor Brownback to outline new proposals for avoiding a deficit. State officials, legislative researchers, and university economists revised the projections for tax collections through June 2017, and their new, more pessimistic numbers left the state with projected budget shortfalls totaling more than $290 million. Kansas has struggled to balance its budget since the GOP-dominated legislature cut personal income taxes dramatically in 2012 and 2013 at Brownback's urging to stimulate the economy. A Kansas City suburb is providing bottled water to residents of one neighborhood as a precaution after potentially high lead levels were detected. The city of Olathe said in a news release that residents of about 105 homes are affected. I'm Stephanie Austin. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska will allow thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to work in at least 170 professions that require state licenses, including healthcare and education, after lawmakers overrode conservative Republican Governor Pete Ricketts' veto of the measure yesterday. Senators took the vote the last day of their legislative session, prompting applause from immigrants and other supporters in the chamber gallery. Nebraska lawmakers will wrap up the 2016 session by attempting to override a gubernatorial veto and abandoning bills that were passed over during the extended debate. Lawmakers concluded the 60-day session having passed measures to reduce property taxes in agricultural sectors and create new infrastructure fund to accelerate work on road projects. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you.
Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Wymore police Saturday evening arrested Cindy Fletcher, 18, of Blue Springs, on an active Gage County warrant for tampering with a witness. She was arrested at the Southern High School prom. The warrant was issued March 25th in connection with verbal threats against persons who would file a statement and a pending criminal mischief investigation. Several accidents in Washington County recently resulted in minor injuries. On April 11th, at 2nd and D Streets in Washington, a motorcycle driven by Jeremy Sheely of Washington collided with a vehicle driven by Levi Gobby of Washington. On April 9th, on 21st Road, a half mile west of K-15, Patrick Jensen of Haddam lost control and his vehicle rolled. Also April 9th, on Yankee, just north of 5th Road, a rear axle broke, a tire came off a vehicle, resulting in a rollover. That vehicle driven by Angela Youngerberg of Waterville. Homestead National Monument at Beatrice is celebrating a 100th anniversary during this National Park Week. A photo scavenger hunt is planned Saturday afternoon. Sunday afternoon at 2, a special program is planned. Contact the Homestead National Monument for details. City crews in Marysville will pick up lawn debris from residents through Friday, put in sacks or cardboard boxes. Tree limbs also left at curbside will also be taken. The city dump site will be open daily 8 to 5, weather permitting, Saturday and Sundays from 1 to 5. Free County cleanup days will be Thursday, April 21st, and Saturday, April 23rd and 30th at the transfer station in Marshall County from 8 to 3 each day. They're accepting residential waste, non-commercial construction, and demolition material from personal projects, scrap metal, which must be separated from other waste, white goods, which are appliances, Freon must be removed, tires will be accepted, but the normal disposal fee will be collected. They are not accepting wood pallets, commercial waste, animal carcass, yard waste and debris, asbestos, or industrial waste. Free Marshall County cleanup days, Thursday, April 21st, Saturday, April 23rd and 30th, 8 to 3 at the Marshall County Transfer Station.
Experiencing some technical challenges this week at KNDY. As a result, some of our programming may be mirrored on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, FM 94.1. You may not notice the usual split in programming between Hot New Country on FM 95.5, Classic Country on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Some of our programming elements may be mirrored this week until parts arrive to resolve the issue. We thank you for listening and for your patience. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potato, a roll, cooked cabbage, and pineapple. Tomorrow, turkey, mashed potato and gravy, wheat bread, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin dessert. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High track meet at Wamego. Boys tennis team will host a meet this afternoon. JV track teams at Washington. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust. banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Eric Kinney with Twin Valley. We want you to come out to Glenda and Mike's Mysteries and Wonders show. They do a lot of magic and puppets, and it's on April 23rd at 4 at the Marysville School Auditorium. Everybody is welcome. It's a free will donation.
Once again today, showers and thundershowers continue rumbling east across the southern plains, heaviest storms in Texas, where strong storms, if not severe, thundershowers at least a possibility here today. That threat extends into the Gulf Coastal states, not to mention some locally heavy rainfall that has been prevalent in that proximity, causing some localized flooding. Numerous flash flood watches, warnings, and advisories posted across Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, into Louisiana. Heavy fog in that area, too, right through the Gulf Coastal states, up the Mississippi River Valley, all the way toward Chicago. That may impact travel plans a bit. Little Rock, St. Louis, and Chicago, maybe Detroit today. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
A brief shower overnight, just another few hundredths of an inch of rain here at studios. Average high temperature late April 68, the average low 45. Sunset this evening 8:06, sunrise in the morning at 6:36. 46 degrees, winds light favoring the west, barometer 30.02 inches, relative humidity 86%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 21st of April. KNDY News Time, 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites you to join them at one of the most magical and unique performances they've brought to this area. You'll be awed by the Cashore Marionettes, Friday at 7 in the Marysville High School Auditorium, as they present Life in Motion. This collection of puppet scenes set to well-known music is a simple but brilliant production that carries the audience through a range of feelings. This show is highly recommended, even for adults who don't happen to have kids.
Hey, Wildcat fans, K-State Baseball hosts three games against Baylor this weekend. Pack the park on Friday at 6:30, when all tickets are $1, and popcorn, pretzels, chips, and select candy are also just a buck while supplies last. Saturday is a Wildcat weekend. Fans can purchase $3 tickets, a savings of $5, by showing their K-State football spring game ticket. Sunday's game is Bark in the Park. Bring your dog to the game at Toyton Family Stadium. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CASH to get your tickets today.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New study out says federal cooperative extension programs at land-grant universities help farmers stay in business. The researchers say since 1985, 137,000 farmers would have left the industry without the federal program. The study says cooperative extension and agriculture-related research translates into higher farm profits, allowing farmers to stay in agriculture. The researchers say that unlike extension and research programs, farm subsidies or commodity programs may not have the intended effect of keeping farmers on the land. The study found areas receiving more subsidies or commodity dollars also saw a greater loss of farmers 3 to 4 years down the road. Research by the University of Illinois shows herbicide resistance in water hemp continues to grow. A new study by the university found some populations of water hemp resistant to many commonly used herbicides are also resistant to alternative herbicide options. University of Illinois weed scientist Aaron Hager says the study essentially confirmed that they cannot control the population with three classes of herbicides. The study was focusing on the water hemp population in central Illinois. It did find the population was sensitive to glyphosate, but researchers have cautioned that if farmers switch to a class of herbicide that works today, it's unlikely to work for very long before water hemp develops resistance to that herbicide. The university is offering an alternative method for farmers to beat water hemp. Researchers say that if farmers attack it at the seed, where the weed is at the most vulnerable stage, then farmers could beat the weed in 5 to 7 years. University recommends that farmers let the seed germinate, then mechanically work the soil before planting a crop. Researchers say farmers should repeat the strategy for multiple years until the seed bank is diminished. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Agriculture leaders from the world's seven richest economies will be meeting in Japan this week. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack talks about some of the topics of discussion.
The purpose of the meeting is to meet with agricultural ministers and commissioners from the G7 nations to discuss a wide variety of issues involving agriculture. Our Smart Agricultural Alliance and our focus on trying to make sure that we are adjusting and mitigating to a changing climate. Opportunities for us to have better collaboration on open data, sharing of information so we can accelerate innovation, continuing to focus on food loss and waste, chance to visit with my colleagues about antimicrobial resistance issue, reassuring my colleagues that we're approaching this with a One Health approach, a comprehensive animal and health issues being looked at, and finally a chance to talk a little bit about strategies to revitalize rural economies in our countries, to encourage new opportunities for women and new and beginning farmers.
The United States and Canada are two of the seven countries that will be in attendance. Turning our attention to soil temperatures this morning, a bit of a setback, especially for Nebraska. The western counties dropping back down into the low 40s early this morning. These are 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m., mid-40s in the center section of the state. Still some low 50s in far southeastern Nebraska. Kansas, mid-40s, upper 40s in the western one-half of the state, low 50s in the eastern one-half of the state. We've got a small pocket of mid-50s in the far southeastern sections of Kansas. And in Oklahoma, the three panhandle counties are stuck in the upper 40s, 48 and 49 degrees, and we warm to mid-50s across the rest of the northern tier of counties in Oklahoma. Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline@manradio.com. That's two A's in man. MAANradio.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. We spend a lot of time talking about the weather. What's the old joke? You can't do anything about it, so you might as well talk about it. Well, we're going to talk some more about the weather and how it may change what is grown where after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
Many farmers have long joked that climate change wouldn't be such a bad thing, especially for northern farmers who could raise longer season corn or soybeans. And while they may have said that tongue-in-cheek, new work by University of Idaho researchers shows projections of future hardiness zones could change what is grown where. These researchers used climate models to assess how the coldest temperature recorded each winter in the United States might change over the next several decades and what these temperature changes might mean for agriculture. The study was published in the journal Environmental Research Letters and was funded in part by the USDA. The USDA uses multi-year averages of annual coldest temperature to assign cold hardiness zones, and growers then use these numbers to gauge which crops will survive in a particular area. The University of Idaho researchers' model predicts that the annual coldest temperature is going to climb, as will overall average winter temperatures. The study's lead author is Lauren Parker, and she notes that these rising temperatures will result in a widespread change in the U.S. hardiness zones and will occur faster in the northern plains than it will in other parts of the country. She says when farmers are thinking about their long-term planting and management strategies, this would be something to keep in mind. Our projections are for mid-century, so if you're a young farmer just starting out, by the time you're passing your farm along to the next generation, if not before, you may be seeing some of these changes. For example, almonds might be able to be raised in Oregon, or oranges could move into Louisiana. Parker says not only could this mean new opportunities for farmers, it could impact the price of food as well. She says if our favorite foods can be cultivated over a larger area, there may be more ability for stable food prices in years of regional drought, spring freeze, or other events that impact crop yields. However, this climate warming is not all good news. The study says that while the warming might allow us to grow cold-intolerant species in new areas, the lack of cold temperatures may also exacerbate problems related to pests and invasive species. Of course, there is more to growing a crop than just warmer temperatures, including water availability and heat stress. However, Ms. Parker at the University of Idaho says work is being done to seek ways to address these factors to provide a better picture of just how future climate change may impact what we grow on our farms. Back after this.
Growers make many decisions this time of year, including what tires will prove the smartest investment. The Titan Loyalty Rebate is designed to make that decision easier. Now until June 30th, you can receive up to $100 back on your purchase of eligible Titan or Goodyear Farm tires. Visit your Farmers Cooperative Titan Goodyear dealer today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting 1,100 to 1,200 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings, 5 Angus bulls, 18 months, 10 black and white faced pairs, 4, 5, and 6 years old, 5 mixed cows, fall calvers, 3 years old, 5 black pairs, older, 4 mixed pairs, older, 18 black heifers, fall calvers, first calf, 2 baby calves, 21 red and black steers and heifers weigh 3 to 6, 30 black bulls and heifers weigh 3 to 6, 50 black steers and heifers weigh 3 to 7, 28 weighing in at 4 to 5, 90 weigh 4 to 6, 30 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 15 black steers 4 to 6, 18 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 22 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 7, 2 lots of 15 black steers and heifers weighing 450 to 550, 50 black and red steers and heifers 450 to 6, 20 black and Charolais steers and heifers 450 to 6, 37 black steers and heifers 450 to 650, 9 weighing in at 5 to 650, 28 black and white face, red and white face steers and heifers 5 to 6, 60 black steers 5 to 650, another 20 weighing in at 5 to 6, 25 mixed heifers 5 and a quarter to 675, 20 black steers and heifers 6 to 650, 50 mixed steers never 6 to 8, 30 black steers never 6 to 8, 25 black and Charolais steers never 6 to 8, 62 black heifers 8 to 8 and a quarter, 21 black steers 8 to 850, 16 weighing 850 to 950, and 58 875 to 9. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, reminding producers of a Holstein special April 28th. 732 from KNDY. Brief showers overnight, just about 0.05 in our rain gauges all. Those have tapered off, leaving a cloudy overcast, 46. Look for sunny skies along the way today, highs near 70.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the sports report from Mid-America Network News. Jordan Zimmerman made his third straight scoreless start. Victor Martinez drove in his 1,000th run of his career, and the Detroit Tigers held on to beat the Kansas City Royals 3-2 yesterday. Francisco Rodriguez served up back-to-back homers to Alex Gordon and Salvador Perez in the ninth before striking out Mike Moustakas to leave runners on first and second. It was K-Rod's fourth save of the season and his 390th overall, matching Dennis Eckersley for the sixth most on the baseball's career list. Ian Kinsler drove the other two runs for Detroit, which did just enough against Ian Kennedy and the Kansas City bullpen to even the series. Kansas quarterbacks Montel Cozar and DeAndre Ford have received hardship waivers from the Big 12 Conference for the 2015 season. Both Jayhawks will enter the 2016 campaign as redshirt juniors and have 2 years of eligibility remaining. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
In the NFL draft, the Eagles have acquired the number 2 overall pick in next week's draft from Cleveland in exchange for 5 picks. The Browns are getting Philadelphia's first-round pick this year, number 8, a third-round pick, number 77, and a fourth-rounder, number 100, plus a first-rounder in 2017 and a fourth-rounder in 2018. Cleveland also sends a fourth-round pick in 2017 to the Eagles. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers, Los Angeles Clippers, and Miami Heat have retained home court advantage in the NBA's Eastern Conference quarterfinals by sweeping the first 2 games at home. The Cavs tied an NBA record by hitting 20 three-pointers in a 107-90 thumping of Detroit. LeBron James scored a game-high 27 points. Andre Drummond scored 20 for the Pistons, who have dropped 10 straight playoff games to the Cavs. The Pistons host Game 3 tomorrow. And the Clippers had a 102-81 win over Portland. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Wildcat fans, K-State Baseball hosts 3 games against Baylor this weekend. Pack the park on Friday at 6:30. What all tickets are $1, and popcorn, pretzels, chips, and select candy are also just a buck while supplies last. Saturday is a Wildcat weekend. Fans can purchase $3 tickets, a savings of $5, by showing their K-State football spring game ticket. Sunday's game is Bark in the Park. Bring your dog to the game at Toyton Family Stadium. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CAST to get your tickets today. KN.